This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO has turned Vilnius into a fortress defended by advanced weaponry to protect U.S. President Joe Biden and other alliance leaders meeting this week only 32 kilometers from Lithuania's razor wire top border fence with Russian ally Belarus. Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Rustamas Luboyevas is the commander of the Lithuanian State Border Guard Service.
This situation is really very tense because of aggression of Russian Federation against Ukraine. So it's already on a very, very high level.
16 NATO allies have sent a total of about 1,000 troops to safeguard the July 11th to the 12th summit. Many are also providing advanced air defense systems, which the Baltic states lack. The Baltic countries, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia, were once under Moscow's rule, but they have been part of both NATO and the European Union since 2004.
Biden first arrives in Britain for a meeting with King Charles, then a NATO summit, and finally in Helsinki to welcome Finland to NATO. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said 10 hours of bilateral meetings with senior Chinese officials in recent days were direct and productive, helping stabilize the often rocky relationship as her four-day Beijing trip ended. She said Chinese officials raised concerns about an expected executive order restricting outbound investment, but she assured them that such a measure would be narrow in scope and enacted in a transparent way.
I emphasized that it would be highly targeted and clearly directed narrowly at a few sectors where we have specific national security concerns.
Yellen said that she told Chinese officials they could raise concerns about U.S. action so that Washington could explain. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from Turkey with five former commanders of Ukraine's garrison in Mariupol, who under the conditions of a prisoner exchange were supposed to remain in Turkey until the end of the war. More from Reuters' Trevor Coral.
Russia immediately denounced the release of the men, with the Kremlin spokesperson saying Turkey had violated the terms of the exchange and hadn't informed Moscow. The commanders are hailed as heroes in Ukraine after leading last year's defense of the port, the biggest city Russia captured in its invasion. Thousands of civilians were killed inside Mariupol when Russian forces laid waste to the city during a three-month siege. The defenders held out in tunnels and bunkers under the Azovstal steel plant until they were finally ordered by Kyiv to surrender in May last year.
An annual march has taken place in Bosnia to mark the 1995 Srebrenica genocide, while ethnic tensions linger on. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
People retrace the route taken by thousands of Bosniak men and boys in the forests of eastern Bosnia. The march takes place every year in memory of the over 8,000 mostly Muslim males slaughtered as they tried to escape Srebrenica in 1995 after it was captured by Bosnian Serb forces. One survivor of the 1995 march, Osman Salkic, told the AP, "Emotions are mixed when you come here, when you remember all the killed people that were lying here at this spot in 1995 and compare it to the situation now. The event comes as ethnic tensions in Bosnia still persist, with Bosnian Serbs continuing to push for more independence from Bosnia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hundreds of protesters defied a ban Saturday to march in central Paris against police violence a week after riots sparked by the killing of a teenager in a Parisian suburb. Alice Rizzo has more.
Saturday's protest at the Place de la République was called by the family of Adama Traoré, a black Frenchman who died in police custody in 2016 in circumstances similar to the killing of George Floyd in the United States. Assa Traoré, Adama's sister, was among those who defied the protest ban.
France is our country. We have to fight for this country, for its continued freedom. We have to fight because the death penalty had been abolished.
Authorities also banned a demonstration in the northern city of Lille on Saturday. A march in Marseille took place with a changed trajectory, ordered out of the city center.
Reuters' Alice Rizzo reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.